Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Germany, we have Sister Kirsten Marie Beretz, a Dominican sister of Ehrenberg. Sister Kirsten Marie teaches high school in Vechta, and her preaching today is entitled Traditions.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When the Pharisees, with some scribes who had come from Jerusalem, gathered around Jesus, they observed that some of his disciples ate their meals with unclean, that is, unwashed hands. For the Pharisees, and in fact all Jews, do not eat without carefully washing their hands, keeping the tradition of the elders. And on coming from the marketplace, they do not eat without purifying themselves. And there are many other things that they have traditionally observed, the purification of cups and jugs and kettles and baths. So the Pharisees and scribes questioned him, "Why do disciples not follow the tradition of the elders, but instead eat a meal with unclean hands?" He responded, "Well did Isaiah prophesy about you hypocrites, as it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines human precepts.' You disregard God's commandment, but cling to human tradition." He went on to say, "How well you have set aside the commandment of God in order to uphold your tradition. For Moses said, 'Honor your father and your mother,' and 'Whoever curses father or mother shall die.' Yet you say, 'If someone says to father or mother, any support you might have had from me is korban,' meaning dedicated to God, you allow him to do nothing more for his father or mother. You nullify the word of God in favor of your tradition that you have handed on, and you do many such things." When I entered my congregation, the prioress ended every common prayer with the words, "The souls of the departed may rest in peace." But at one point, we recognized that these words no longer were understood as a remembrance of our beloved sisters who already passed away, but a sign for the living sisters who attended the prayer to leave the choir. Without these words, everybody would have stayed at her place. When we realized this, we started to rethink how we can pray for our beloved ones who already passed away and how we can make sure that everybody moves at the right time. It was the occasion to rethink our own traditions. For us, it didn't mean to just cut off and leave the choir after the sign of the cross. Moreover, we spent some study time to get to know what it does mean to pray for the death, and how we could make the prayer a prayer again, and not only a sign that Lord's Vespers and so on are over now. Our studies brought us to new habits. We now bring all the names of the sisters during the intercessions in the evening prayer. We pray the De Profundis if a sister has passed away that day. And we became attentive to the real end of prayer time. Some of these changes were very good, some should be revised again. But we did not stick to traditions because one does it like that, or because already our foundress did it like that. I am convinced that everybody of us knows such traditions, special habits in our families, in our congregations, in our parishes, and in our church. And it is helpful to have these traditions because they offer a structure and make life easier. We don't need to think how we can do this or that because there's this existing tradition. However, and we can learn that from Jesus today, it is always worth it to revise our traditions. Do they really still serve us? Do our habits help us to come closer to the gospel, or do they hinder us? Because we have to follow so many advices and regulations, because they are only human-made without a deeper sense. There's a glimpse of hope that the pandemic will come to an end at a point in the closer future. So this time can be a time where we can start to rethink. Do we want to go back to normal as it was 2 years ago? Or do we want to change things and habits because our lifestyle did not bring us closer to God? How do we want to live when restrictions will come down? And what does that mean for the church when people are, at least in Germany, no longer accustomed to a normal parish life? Hence, I think this time is a wonderful occasion to reflect our traditions with Jesus' eyes. Do we nullify the word of God in favor of our beloved tradition, or do we support others and ourselves to bring our hearts closer to God? God is full of mercy, and he waits us when we reflect and change our ways. He loves us, and he is looking forward to us when we want to come to him in a new manner.